This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Breaking overnight, Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson has been voted by GOP members of the House as Speaker of the House nominee. Johnson became the party's nominee last night after three rounds of voting behind closed doors. Johnson must now convince at least 217 House members that he's the guy to win the Speaker's gavel. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony. Deliberations between SAG-AFTRA and Hollywood Studios started back up yesterday, just over 100 days after the strike began. Management had halted discussions earlier this month. Union members are asking studios for better pay, protections against AI, and residual payments from online streaming platforms. Build more border wall. That's what some in Congress and many Texas sheriffs are asking for.
A contingent of Senate Republicans is calling on President Biden to expand the construction of the border wall, a move which is supported by sheriffs in South Texas.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath, and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
Zapata County Sheriff Ray Del Bosque contends that the wall would reduce incidents of individuals entering and evading capture, a concern for residents of Texas ranches. Earlier this month, the White House granted waivers for several environmental laws to facilitate construction in a heavily trafficked sector of the Texas border. I'm John Schaefer.
People have been eating pasta since at least 5,000 BC as we celebrate World Pasta Day today. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight has been charged in a Portland courtroom. Dave Collins has more.
Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney, Noah Horst.
We would waive further reading and advice of rights, reserve all rights right into the record this morning, and turn not guilty plea on all.
The judge ordered Emerson held until a bail hearing. Emerson will also be charged in federal court for interfering with a flight crew. Court documents show Emerson told police he had used psychedelic mushrooms before the flight and was having a nervous breakdown.
Taylor Swift is making pop music history with her song Cruel Summer. It's from her 2019 album Lover, but it's a hit again after being performed on her Eras tour, both live and in her blockbuster movie. It's now the top song in the U.S. charts, and is Swift's 10th song to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Individuals experiencing lower levels of well-being are at a higher risk of developing a new chronic illness.
That's according to a recent Gallup study. The research revealed that American workers with diminished well-being are twice as likely to report a newly acquired chronic condition. The assessment assesses well-being across various dimensions: career, social, financial, physical, and community. It's projected that employees with subpar well-being will incur over $2,000 in additional health care expenses annually. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and the war with Israel and Hamas continues. Turkey's Erdogan is now calling Hamas a liberation group. You knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, are you surprised? They're so skilled at this. This is what has allowed them to survive over the years. They continue to wreak havoc, and they're the ones that start the fight and then claim that they're the victims. And the mainstream media, who's protected by a First Amendment, oh yes, by the way, does little to counter the narrative with the truth and lay this out and understand, okay, why is Turkey's Erdogan, you know, supporting Hamas right now? I got to bring Scott Powell on. We're going to be talking, speaking of the Constitution. Scott Powell, of course, is the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and member of the Committee on This Present Danger, China. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk about the high-tech lynching of America, you know, the articles that you wrote over the weekend very powerfully, again, bringing back the focus to our Constitution. But before we do, just a little bit of Israel news here and, you know, how this stuff is playing out. I mean, this is a game of multi-level, you know, chess that's taking place here. I still see the United States as, you know, somehow playing checkers as opposed to everybody else, because the United States has never quite understood the dynamics and the nuance there in the Middle East. I mean, this stuff has been going on for thousands of years, and I don't care how long you've been president or thought about becoming president. You know, this is a full-time job, understanding the psychology and the psychotic nature of the Middle East, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, I mean, we've got to always remember the big picture. And the big picture is that God raised up a Savior, Jesus Christ. And he didn't intend to start a new religion, but Christianity came out of the coming of the Savior. We know that. And this was an incredible civilizing force for people. I mean, the barbarians of Europe were subdued by the Christians. Mm-hmm. And Europe became largely a Christian body that expanded to the West with Columbus's discovery of the New World. Western civilization is the greatest force for, you know, we call it Western civilization. It mm-hmm. is the greatest force for civilizing human relationships. The Muslims don't have that benefit. Their religion started from a murderer. Mohammed, killed many people before he was, before he received his so-called revelation and so forth. Mm-hmm. He had many wives and, he was an immoral guy. He believed in, he believed that once born that the Islamic religion should be, would be a religion that was expanded by force, mm-hmm. by the sword. Okay. And that's, right. they have the sword and the symbol of symbolism of the Middle East has the sword. What do we have? We have the cross of peace.
Right.
And forgiveness and reconciliation. They lack this. And so this is a spiritual battle. And we never should forget that these are not moral equivalent. This is not a question of moral equivalency. It's just
exactly.
opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then what happens when Joe Biden plays the double agent? I've been saying he's a double agent like Qatar, just from a different angle, because right now, it just astounds me, Scott. I got to be honest with you. Obviously, I'm not a particular fan of Joe Biden. Never have been. But particularly right now, as the commander in chief of our military, this guy is a one man wrecking ball. He screwed up Afghanistan.
Oh, absolutely.
Gates said that in forty years of his experience with Joe Biden, he never got anything right when it came to foreign policy. And now here we are on the brink of potentially World War III. And you have Joe Biden as the commander in chief. And he's telling Israel how they should act. You see, and I got a huge problem with this, even for Israel. My commentary to Bibi Netanyahu is that, hey, what about God? God has saved the Jewish people time and again. Whether we're talking the Six-Day War, we're talking the war after Israel was declared a state and given its own land in 1948. You've been in and out of wars, and the numbers have resoundingly been against you. I think even in the Six-Day War, it was like 58 against 1. And God saved your land. And here we are. What you're doing, in a sense, is what the children of Israel did in the Old Testament. They get into trouble, and where do? They go to Egypt. God said, I don't want you going to Egypt. But they keep going and seeking outside counsel. And they don't stop and say, okay, God, what do you want us to do here? You're the God of justice. You're the God of mercy. You're the God of all knowledge. What is the best way to handle this? No, they don't go to God. They go to Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? I'm just, from a spiritual standpoint, this is just my perspective on this, Scott. I think, and Joe Biden is the least competent person that I would want to go to if I was going to war and go seek his advice.
Oh, I fully agree. The other question, the other issue that we all recognize is it's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a man with dementia now. He campaigned from his base. He's not the candidate. He's the candidate that could be controlled by the Chinese who funnel a lot of money to him. Ukraine and so forth and so on. We all know that. But mm-hmm. Biden was raised up as the flag bearer largely because I believe the deep state felt he was the ideal candidate to control. So
right.
It isn't so much Joe Biden; it's the people behind him that are very 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 troubling that they would do this to our country.
Right.
This is an invisible government that's running our country with no accountability, right?
Agreed. 100%. You're exactly right. And they're putting America at risk at every turn. Here we are, and it's bad enough you got Joe Biden, because Joe Biden, he's like a little kid without a filter. And, he tells everybody, oh, well, yeah, we're running out of ammunition. Oh, gosh, the enemy sure needs to hear that. And meanwhile, the ties that bind, as you say, the commitments. This is the nature, sadly, of where we are in today's America, is our elected officials are so bought and sold and they're so controlled by outside entities. This is no longer a government of, for, by, we the people. This is a government up for by the globalists that control the bigger numbers And they are the tail right now that's shaking the dog. And the American people need to wake up to this reality. You know, Democrats, Republicans, I mean, forget about that deal. It's just Americans. If you have any idea to want to hold on, or any, you know, desire to hold on to the great American idea, you have to wake up, because we're beyond that tipping point like we talked about last week. When you're on the other side of the tipping point, things move a lot faster because the inertia of the ball rolling downhill, it's moving quick. And this is what's happening in today's America. I know it's a shock for people, but you've got to get out of your slumber and get active, because we need your involvement. More from Scott after this.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Just generations ago, most Americans understood that George Orwell's classic Animal Farm in 1984 were written as a warning about how freedom is lost to the tyranny and intolerance of totalitarianism. Scott Powell is with us. Scott, that book has, is rising in the charts again. It's been reborn. Young kids, are reading 1984 in Animal Farm. And it's providing for them. I mean, although it was a warning back in 84, this is the reality in which they're living. And some of these kids are making the right translation out of it and saying, "Whoa, we've got to do something about this." Because though the media would want you to believe that the young kids are to hell in the handbasket, I want to at least our audience to understand, not necessarily so. You've got kids who are really, are just not following the crowd, are not just accepting what's being told. They are counterculture to this movement that has dumbed down our kids and leading them down a road that is, without constitution and is embracing Marxism and will compromise their freedoms. Any freedom that they thought they ever had will vapor in nanoseconds here.
Yeah, I think the wake up for young people is a recognition that they have been betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
They've been betrayed through the educational system. They've not been given the right foundation for it. And once people recognize that that's happened, they turn against those mm-hmm. who've betrayed them. So, the young people are fertile soil for coming into the truth, even more so than adults who've been conditioned for many, many years, and they're sort of set in their ways, and they have this mm-hmm. tendency to, project into the future what existed in the past. The young people don't have that long past
mm-hmm.
As adults do. We tend to project the law and order and civility that we enjoyed for most of our lives is going to come back. It's going to be there in the future. That's a big problem because that tendency to project the future based on the past is going to get us into trouble. We're living in very different times, and the past, will not be recreated unless we save it and rebuild it.
Well, and the thing is, we have the foundation, we have the information and the documentation in which to base said rebuilding and revival.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the thing that the kids have, because it's almost going to be like the, in the Old Testament, when you get the officials who go in and they're rebuilding the temple, and they say, "Oh, what's this? What are these documents?" And all of a sudden they start reading about their history and traditions that they let go. That's just a tradition. It's meaningless. They didn't understand how that tradition was connected to a document, to a law. And it's what you're saying about the older generation. We've just sold ourselves out and we've just taken it for granted and just talked about it in terms of, well, that's the way we've always done it. That's just a tradition of America. Well, no. I mean, if you don't understand what the anchoring points are to that tradition, then the tradition can be set aside. And this is what's been happening. But the kids growing up, it's like they're going to, they're going to see the Constitution again and go, "Holy crud, are you kidding me? I mean, this is what we're about. This is what's happened. And who, and to your point, who did this to us?" And certainly they did this to us for one reason. It wasn't for our good. It was for our bad, so they could take full advantage and take care of themselves at our expense, which is the same thing that's happening in just about every country, around the world today. Because we were given, Scott, as you know, God gave us this great American idea, and we were blessed by it. But there were nefarious powers against it that, wanted to go with tradition. You got to have a pharaoh. You got to have a king. You got to have a czar. George Washington, to his credit, refused that and didn't fall victim to it. But that didn't stop the desire of people with this mindset to fall in that tradition that everyday citizens could not be. We're just not smart enough to... wipe our noses and to earn a living. You know, we need these elites. We need the Joe Bidens of the world and the Barack Obamas of the world to tell us, and to take care of us, because they're our daddy. And as Horace Cooper so brilliantly said, you know, so many people, you know, certainly Black America fell into that nuance and into that false narrative, and they ended up relying on the government to be their dad. And he identifies the government as the deadbeat dads. And I thought that was brilliant. That's a great description of the government, because for Black America and for those who are poor and have depended on the government to be their daddy, they're deadbeat dads.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that everybody is rediscovering the importance of, our Bill of Rights, all these rights that we have. And we all know the First Amendment, and this article is largely what you're speaking about earlier, about Orwell. It's really an explanation of how the First Amendment gets destroyed by Big Brother, in this case, which is
right.
The equivalent is our deep state. But there are other things, the assumption of innocence in our Bill of Rights, that your guilt has to be proven.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all been turned on its head and lost. All these J6 period, all these January 6 people in prison have lost that right. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really been charged with a crime, and yet they're now, 2 years going on 3 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
This is scary stuff that's been unfolding in our country, and it's not
exactly. Yeah. And you just mentioned off air, you and I were talking about Alex Jones' right hand guy. Because he made a statement about not
believing.
Yeah, he's going 2 months in jail because he didn't believe in the results.
That is his crime. That is his crime. He would not back down from that. That he believed that there was, that there was vote fraud, election irregularity. That was the whole reason for people coming to Washington on January 6th.
Exactly.
These were patriots who felt this was their last opportunity to assemble and let their voice be heard by the Congress that was meeting to, certify the electors.
And they weren't interested in hearing.
Right. Right. But there were a number of states that had alternative electors ready to be filed. And, of course, the turmoil that took place, and I believe it was orchestrated by the enemies. It was not the patriots who did this.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy to orchestrate a sort of transformation of a peaceful gathering into mob behavior, and then you can turn it into an insurrection, and then you put the you manipulate Congress. It feels like, oh, we're under threat. Boy, we better get this done. We're not going to have any. We're not going to take the time to re-examine the electors and the validity of the electors of their states. We got to get this done. And they did.
Well, and they took advantage and controlled the narrative. They turned it into an insurrection. They've now shied away from using that word because, this is not an insurrection. I mean, come on. There was no guns. The only people that had guns was the other side. They were overwhelmed. And they panicked because they were set up. The J6 citizens, the patriots, I would call them, who came to have a redress of their complaint, and the government says, we're not interested in hearing you. They shut them down. They jailed them. I mean, if people don't see that for what it is, to your point here, it is an abandonment of our constitutional right. It is an egregious offense against our Constitution, against we the people. What Nancy Pelosi, what the Democratic Party, and those in the Uniparty promoted against we the people, all for the sake of them maintaining power and control. That's the bottom line.
That's right.
And they're going to flat out, they're going to rig the deal. They rigged it, and they lied, and 61% of America still to this day says, no, there's something fishy. I don't buy into it. But the government could care less because they got the end result right now that they wanted, and we're having to put up with it and look at what kind of cost.
But the good news, The good news, Bill, is that the people are waking up. And I wouldn't be surprised to see
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Breaking overnight, Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson has been voted by GOP members of the House as Speaker of the House nominee. Johnson became the party's nominee last night after 3 rounds of voting behind closed doors. Johnson must now convince at least 217 House members that he's the guy to win the Speaker's gavel. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony. People have been eating pasta since at least 5,000 B.C. as we celebrate World Pasta Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, what Scott Powell was saying is, look, we've got to wake up, America. We really do. And as we've been saying on the show, we've been warned about being at the tipping point. And, oh, yeah, we're at the tipping point, But really, we're beyond it. This is why things are moving so quickly, is because when you get beyond the tipping point and you're on the downside of the hill, this thing moves pretty quick. And let me tell you, those on the left, the Marxists that are controlling the narrative right now and controlling our government, this is frustrating, because we've got to fight back for the sake of the next generation and for our kids and what this government has been doing to us, you know, lying to us. And we can't even question the election. You question the election, you go straight to jail, right? I mean, and here you've got 61% of the country not believing in that false narrative. There's just no way. And look at the damage that's been created as a result of, this election that left us all questioning. Now, this isn't the kind of thing that happened in Georgia, you know, where somebody lost by 82,000, you know, votes and insisted that she was still the governor, you know, but she didn't go to jail. There's no, you know, there's no investigation of her. There's no indictments of her. But Donald Trump there is, and then you don't understand what the heck is going on. That's why, you know, last week we were talking with Horace Cooper. I said, Horace, break it down. Help us understand what is going on. We got, it's hard to keep up with all these indictments on President Trump. And, you know, and on its face, it lacks so much veracity that the people are still supporting Donald Trump in record numbers. Because who else is there that we can possibly have that is so independent and not beholding to be able to, you know, fight against, you know, this narrative and the deep state? Well, Lieutenant Colonel retired Raleigh Washington is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with him. He's the president and CEO of Awakening the Voice of Truth, and author of the book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. Dr. Washington, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's been a while, so it's good to be with you again, my brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, we've got a lot to talk about, you know, false narratives abounding. I don't care where, you know, whether you're talking Israel, Hamas, here in our own country. You know, words matter. You and I have talked about this before. The truth of God is paramount. We abandon that, and we enter into a, you know, a vortex of chaos and insanity. And just as we are warned in the Word of God, say that there will be that day when good is called evil is called good. And I got to tell you, it's amongst us, isn't it?
It is very, very much amongst us. But we, I've never seen it like it is. Reconciliation has always been a mantra, racial reconciliation and all matters of reconciliation, even husband and wife, family, church. But the reconciliation issues of today are ultra toxic. Something happened subsequent to the death of George Floyd.
Yes.
Motivated by protests, which morphed into riots, but it sort of embraced an attitude of cancel culture, like we've not had before. We can't have a difference. We can't disagree without being disagreeable. I'm right. If I'm right, you're wrong, and I don't just allow you to be wrong, I have to cancel you out.
Exactly.
So
we
are living in a time, and as you said, they are driven by a plethora of false narratives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they leaned heavily. I mean, they took full advantage. You know, like the Democratic Party says, don't let a good crisis go to waste, whether it's George Floyd, the Trayvon Martin story, the rise of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You know, comes into play. But you mentioned George Floyd, and I like what our friend Vince Ellison had to say about George Floyd, is that, you know, the powers to be, the Marxists that are in control of the narrative in our government, really have elevated George Floyd to hero status, because George Floyd represents their idea of Black America. All Black America should be like George Floyd. And I thought that was insightful on Vince's part to be able to break that down, because you go, okay, now I start, I'm beginning to understand this, is that, you know, people like George Floyd are heroes, and George Floyd had a terrible life. I mean, you feel sorry for a fellow human being that experienced what he experienced. And, you know, we were told that George Floyd died at the hands of police, and then they do, you know, the autopsy and find out differently. But they were so far down the road that there was no way that Officer Chauvin was going to get a you know, a fair trial. But the deep state, the Marxists of the country, got everything they needed, and George Floyd is the hero, whereas there's people, you know, Black Americans like yourself, Raleigh, that, you know, are set aside, you know, because... You don't fit the controlling narrative and the peoples that the globalists have put up as an ideal. Does that make sense?
I agree with that, Bill, totally and completely. And the issue is, how do we deal with this? You know, my really bleeding heart of dealing with that. Number one, my people, African-American people, are perishing for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is who the true and living God is, but lack of knowledge as to what is truth versus false narrative. In this hour, African-Americans are in genocide. Why are we in genocide? For one overriding reason, and that is abortion. We are literally killing ourselves as a people, but yet you don't hear it dealt with in the African-American pulpits. There's no outrage. We are dealing in a dynamic when, as a people, we are very reluctant and remiss in self-criticizing ourselves for our circumstance and our need. We're overly concerned about a black man who is killed by a white cop. And, hey, that should not be. Mm-hmm. And certainly we should not ignore that. But yet, black-on-black crime is off the charts, and it's not being dealt with. And as a people, we're not saying, this is outrageous, this is wrong, we got to do something about it. The preachers are not preaching about it in a firm fashion. And we continue to embrace, as you said, the Marxist message of this day, Black Lives Matter, a toxic organization with two trained Marxists who were lesbians and practiced witchcraft. Led the organization. Yet, after George Floyd, it took our nation by storm because of the Marxist climate, as you said, that has infiltrated our government and our public arena and definitely our institutions of higher learning. And because of that, we're on a downward slide across the board in America, but even greater in the African-American community. That motivated me to initiate a ministry entitled Awakening the Voice of Truth, which is the Word of God.
Exactly.
So that's where I am. That's the sword that I'm driving, because a false narrative can only be eliminated with truth.
Exactly.
If it's false, it was originated by Satan, and he is the father of lies. And truth comes from our Lord. So we have a classic battle between Satan and Jesus, the father of lies and the one whose name is truth. And if we understand that, we can begin to deal with how we can change things.
Well, and we've got to rally the troops of truth. You know, Dr. Washington, we've got to bring people of faith forward with courage and with boldness, because we've got to offset the negative narrative.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Raleigh Washington continues with us as he says, and we're reminded from God's word himself, from his lips to our ears, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that lack of knowledge can also be understood for the lack of truth and the right information. This is why there's been such a call for truth over the last decade. I'd say the last decades in particular, because we have seen how reality has been altered, how, you know, Marxists have come in into the country, and you've got to call them for what they are. I mean, Trevor Loudon has done a deep dive on this. He's shown us quite clearly that we have over 100 elected officials in our government. Okay, it has been infiltrated by these Marxists, by these anti-constitutionalists. They're not interested in the same America that you and I grew up with, most of us, who believed in that great American idea, who believed in that shining light on a hill that John Winthrop had talked about. The United States, a land of the free and home of the brave, constructed and put into writing with two incredible documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that has led us for 247 years. And Dr. Washington, there are these nefarious, antithetical forces that want to destroy, not reform. You know, Martin Luther King, he wanted to reform. He wanted to remind us of what our founding documents said, that we could still reach out for that higher calling. Not that we would claim perfection, but that wasn't a reason to not, you know, to not pursue perfection, right?
Without question, Bill, you mentioned it, said it well. You know, false narratives are simply lies, and the only thing that will deal with that is the truth. You know, use this illustration. Satan is a liar, a murderer, and the father of lies. He's never changed his weapon of mass destruction, and that is deception. He went into the Garden of Eden He deceived Adam and Eve. The end result was the fall of mankind. That's how destructive it was. But he went into the wilderness to do the same thing with our Lord. Three times he failed. But our Lord, who has all power, all authority in heaven and earth, didn't use any of that. He simply destroyed his narrative with truth.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to do, and it's not happening. To have, as you said, so many government officials who are not motivated by truth, as we understand it, but motivated by a Marxist agenda, for they have been indoctrinated and they are influencing our nation. Our president is greatly influenced by the Marxist faction within the House of Representatives. And he's doing things to appease and satisfy them, and it's just causing more and more chaos, more and more toxic division.
Exactly.
We need pastors, we need politicians to understand what truth is and to speak the truth.
The church has always led the way, Raleigh, because they know the truth. Because just as you clearly stated, there are two figures here. You got Satan, the father of all lies, who wants to still kill and destroy. Clearly, you know, empirical, the evidence is inarguable. And then you have Jesus Christ, who said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. We got these two figures. So who are you going to follow? You see, if you ignore Jesus, because you're going to follow somebody, so you say, well, Jesus, that's a little tough for me. You know, I can't handle this. I mean, well, you know, hey, look, Pontius Pilate couldn't handle it either. And he was right in front of the truth asking the question, what is the truth? The very answer to the question that he had was right before him, but he didn't have the eyes, he didn't have the spirit to see it for himself. But if we're going to get this country back on track, you're going to save your families, you're going to save your marriage, you're going to save the world, then people of faith have to lead the way and lead people to the truth and not to the way of the devil. We have gotten very lax. We've gotten very lax in our, you know, in our culture because we had it so good. And just like the children of Israel, time again in the book of Judges, right? Everything would go good. They turned their back on God and then they would end up being a mess. God would have to go and save them, give them a leader. They'd straighten them out again for a while and then they would go back. It's just human nature. And in spite of our human nature and the silliness of it all, we have a Father in heaven who is who ordains truth and sanctifies truth and loves us in spite of ourselves, Raleigh, and that just blows me away.
Yeah, Bill, that is so true. And I have written a book that addresses this issue because what you said is true. As a man of faith, and I am convinced that Jesus is the answer. No ifs, and buts.
Right.
But we have the majority of people who won't go that way. The millennial generation, which is the largest generation, 96% of them do not look at life with a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
96%. Them. They're the most godless generation that we've had. But I believe there's one word that can be embraced and driven by believers, but I think there's a measure to which even unbelievers can embrace this because I think it is the answer. I believe this one word will change everything. And that one word, as I've written in my book, is relationship. It's the cure for hurt, hatred, and hostility. One word, relationship. You want to eliminate racism that has been on the target of mass destruction ever since George Floyd? Then relationship eliminates it because if you have a genuine, authentic, bona fide relationship across racial lines, you eliminate racism. Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism is now at a level as it was during the time of Hitler. Nobody knew that. And what we're seeing now at the college campuses and all, the anti-Semitism, that didn't happen just within the past week or two or three. It's been there, but this
exactly.
It has brought it to the surface to deal with. But how do you eliminate it? with one single solitary word. Relationship. If there's a proper, authentic relationship across the line of Jew and Gentile, it eliminates the dynamic of anti-Semitism. I believe this is driven, Bill, by the two greatest commandments that our Lord mentions in Matthew 22. The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? The second one, equal to it, is love your neighbor as yourself. When you love God with everything, that's a relationship with God Almighty.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly.
Lord. And, and if you love your neighbor as yourself, that's a manifestation of God. So those are two critical relationships, a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and a relationship with your neighbor. Even that neighbor who is not your same race or your same class, your culture, or even your faith. If you have a genuine relationship, it can make a difference. You mentioned Trayvon Martin. When that happened, I was president of Promise Keepers at that time.
I remember.
We have an event in Orlando, which is Sanford is just a suburb of Orlando. I was called by a field person for Promise Keepers saying the African American pastors are going bonkers in Sanford. You got to come. And he says, Doc, reconciliation is your mantle. You got to come. I say, I'll come only if you can get not only the African-American pastors of Tampa, but the white pastors and the Hispanic pastors, Messianic pastors. Can you get them all? So he worked with Steve Strang at Charisma Media.
Oh, yeah,
and they,
exactly.
And they got a cross-section. There was about 75, 80 pastors at that meeting. I went. I gave them a two-minute seminar on reconciliation. Then I said to them, pastors, you can't let Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton come and make a difference in your community. Al Sharpton had already been there. I said, you have to speak for your community, but you can't speak unless you demonstrate to your community that you can live it out. So here's my challenge. It's time for you to cross lines, cross racial lines, have a breakfast together, and then have a once a month, have a joint meeting for the entire community with all of the churches leading, and demonstrate that you can really live together. They took it to heart, and they did that. They put a pastor in charge, and they did that once a month, and they got together. They swapped pulpits, and they had community meetings, and they did this. Nearly 11 months later, when George Zimmerman, who had killed Trayvon Martin, was acquitted, riots broke out all across his nation. Except in Sanford, Florida.
Wow.
Cameras went up to people and said, wait a minute, aren't you upset? They answered the news media, ABC, NBC, et cetera. They said, yes, we're upset. We don't agree with that verdict, but we've been meeting together, and the pastors have been talking to us, and we have a relationship, and we've committed that we would not tear up our community and our town because we care about one another and we love one another. They had peace. What happened there? They developed relationships between the pastors and the community, and it made all the difference in the world. That's why I said one word, relationship, can change everything.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned the relationship. You can't give what you don't have. And so that's where you have to go to the Father. You go and you enter in relationship with Almighty God Himself. He fills you up with a new spirit and a new life, and then you go, and because of the blessing that He's bestowed upon you, you freely give to others in relationship. Wow, that is a life-changing, powerful force, isn't it?
Absolutely. No ifs, and buts about it.
Dr. Washington, thank you for being with us.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's
Too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.